And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. A grill so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
It is the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. That was the Barbecue Bob rap. I don't know why, but I like that every time I hear it, Bob.
Thanks. You know why. Because you're a Grillin' Guy.
That's right.
You tell no lies. Do some great things with chicken thighs.
Yes, I do.
Leave it at the chicken thighs.
A little bit of that blueberry sauce that you made in the last segment there.
Those are good on any thighs.
Man. Yeah, really good on chicken. Really good on chicken. But got a busy hour ahead of us. But up right now, we've got Diana Stamfler from the Michigan Beer Fest. Diana, you out there?
I am. Actually, we're grilling up breakfast right now.
Hey, girlfriend.
How awesome is
that? How you doing?
We're doing great. We're Brewer Hospitality right now, getting ready for the festival to open up at noon to our enthusiasts. And I'm here with Floyd and Hibbert's Rusty Palette from Milford. They're grilling up French toast and breakfast burrito paninis for all of our brewers this morning. And we're having it with a little Bloody Mary bar. Just to
My goodness. We're talking with Diana Stamfler from PromoteMichigan.org, and she's a friend of the show. She's turned us on to all kinds of great info about you really have taken on this this role as the promoter of the Michigan Brewers Guild, and, you know, Randy says I've got the best job, but I think you've got the best job.
Oh, I'm sitting here with a Bloody Mary with grilled bacon in my bloody. Do you think I've got the best job in the world? Happy Saturday to you.
That is crazy. Well, so you are down in Ypsilanti for the 14th Annual Summer Beer Festival, and you've got to have just – you're surrounded by some of the best brewers in the world, and you know that.
Absolutely. You know, we're real fortunate. This is our biggest and best festival. We have over 60 breweries here. We have about 400 different beers. Yesterday was our opening day. We had about 4,000 people that came through. Today we're sold out. We've actually got 5,000 pre-sold tickets. And people can come in and they taste, they get a 3-ounce sample of 15 different beers with their admission. And so you can go around and you can, you know, try all the new things or all the unique, like Shorts is really good for all of their, you know, kind of desserty, unique flavors, like their strawberry shorts cake and things like that. Or you can say, I'm going to do all IPAs today, or I'm going to do all stouts today, or all, you know, this or that. We've got a new brewery here called Unity Vibration Kombucha. And they make, it was a kombucha tea, which actually had a trace of alcohol. So they said, well, we're not going to take it out. We're going to just beef it up and make beer out of it. So they're
wow, that
here.
Sounds
our
excellent.
Our folks from Founders and Bell's and New Holland, all of the great breweries are all here this weekend.
I'm sure your buddy Chaz is there.
Chaz, I haven't seen him yet this morning, but when I saw him last night, he was walking around with a hop necklace on and having a good old time. So Chaz is definitely here. We are having a blast at this festival. Nice and warm, but everybody's, you know, keeping hydrated and enjoying the festival, and we've got great live music. It's just the highlight of the summer for the brewing industry here in Michigan.
The last time I saw you, we were at the Michigan Winter Beer Festival, and one of my favorite pictures is of you and Scott Winters and Michelle McCormick and myself just having a great time. You know, it was like about 20 degrees out, but I think we were sweating.
It was a good day. You know, that festival, it's so unique. In fact, in the past, we've gotten recognition from as far out as newspapers in California because they don't understand how Michigan people would go outside to drink beer in the winter. And you know what? We're a hearty soul, so why not?
Diana, that Randy here. Hey, good morning. I am jealous, man. Bacon in a Bloody Mary. I've eaten and drank a lot of things, but never that combination. But tomorrow, I'm going to give that a run because that sounds fabulous. But I'm just thinking, if you
great.
Saw Chad.
I mean, we got like 20 different things that you could put in a Bloody Mary here at our bar there. We've got a mixologist on our team that brings it all in. It's awesome.
Yeah,
I'm going to drink
Michigan...
jazzes if he doesn't get here.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah, I was just thinking, if he had a necklace of hops around his, that'd be like a belt for anybody else. Chaz is a big fella.
But, I think it was a headband for somebody else. You know, around their hat, band.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL, and that's where Barbecue Bob lives. That's how they named this station. But Diana Stamfler with Michigan, PromoteMichigan.org. She's at the Ypsilanti Winter Beer Fest. We are broadcasting live right now from the Grand Valley Armory, Diana. And we're feeding brats to the 125th. They're fixing to ship out to Afghanistan here in a couple months. And I'll tell you what, I'm so proud of these guys here. It's just a great group, and Randy's pretty starstruck too. We've got a bunch of guys in digital ACUs, and I'll tell you, this is near and dear to me, but I think to everybody.
Well, you know what? If I were there, I'd be making them all Bloody Marys.
Well, I don't know if that'd go over so well. They've all got guns.
Yeah, well, they're not going to go out and use them today.
Right, exactly. Yeah, they're training today.
Somebody actually posted on our Facebook this week that thinks that we ought to send Michigan beer to our troops overseas.
Wow,
doesn't that sound awesome?
That's about the best idea I've ever heard. I was fortunate enough, Rob Russell and I were touring the state this week doing classes, and we stopped into Frankenmuth, and we tried their Hefeweizen. Have you run into Joe and the boys from Frankenmuth?
I know they're here. I have not personally seen them, but I recently tried that beer myself, and we had it at a legislative event in Lansing, and I was quite impressed with that. So.
If you see Jeff Cox, he's the brewmaster for Frankenmuth, you give him a big hug because that man's pulling double duty. His wife's been in the hospital for quite a while, and he's running really hard. But I'll tell you what, you'd never know it by the taste of that brew there. It's off the chain.
I can't let that go. When we were at a legislative event in Lansing is when you had that beer. Is that what I heard you say?
Well, the Brewers Guild was in Lansing sharing with the legislators our views on why Michigan beer is important to our state, making sure that they're aware of it. Well, after the day of, you know, visiting with the legislators, we, of course, go out and have dinner.
Oh, yeah, sure, I get it. Yeah, I thought it was just the newest technique in lobbying, but it's probably very effective.
It's not new at all, Randy.
Well, Diana, thanks so much for your time. We appreciate you checking in with us, and you sound like you're having much more fun than we are. We're having a great time here at the Bravo Company 125, but you take care and stay in the loop, and we'll be talking more with you as the fall progresses and we get into the winter beer festival that's coming back to Grand Rapids.
Absolutely. We'll touch base with you guys later on. Thanks so much.
Thanks, girl. That's Diana Stamfler from PromoteMichigan.org, and this lady has got Michigan in her blood. She is out there promoting Michigan nonstop and doing good things because the Brewers Guild, I mean, we're talking about now 80 microbrewers in Michigan. I think we're the third largest in the country, but I'm going to tell you, based on my travels, I don't know that anybody makes better beer than us.
You know, we are fortunate, and the cool part about it is that everybody that I've met just has a tremendous passion for it, and there's a real camaraderie in that industry. They all compete with one another, but I had an opportunity to spend some time with Tim Surprise from Arcadia Brewing this week, and Tim's a big supporter of the show. But where do you want to meet? He wanted me to meet him at Founders. So he was up at one of his competitors'
Isn't
breweries.
That cool?
Yep, he was up at one of his competitors' breweries, and he said, hey, come on over here, let's have some lunch and do this. So I thought that was very unique, that you've got guys that are really competitors, but they're very friendly with one another because they're all just trying to support this industry.
Now, I hope you didn't negotiate a new ad contract after a couple of those dirty bastards.
Well, I might have went down that road, but you'll know when we get there.
Did Dave come out and talk to you?
Yeah, yep, we did.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, we want to talk a little bit. We're going to try and get one of these young soldiers in here to talk about him before he ships out. And I want to talk a little bit about converting your gas grill to a little bit more efficient method. You know, we promote on the gas side, we promote Tech Infrared because Tech is it's just the ultimate gas grill machine. But you know, they start at $15.99, and people don't always have that kind of money. If you've got a crummy old grill and you've got those tents on it, you can actually convert that to one with some lava rock.
Okay, so let's talk about, what do you mean by a tent, Bob? The tent is a little kind of triangular metal strip that shields the burner from the grate, right?
Some people call them heat deflectors, but if you look down at your burner, if you've got ribbon burners, you'll see a little teepee, a little tent that goes over it, and it's to keep the flame from hitting your meat directly. Those sometimes don't make people so happy. So they actually sell a little wire mesh you can put above those. You can take those shields off, and you can actually make one yourself out of some metal grate. But you put that metal grate in there, and then you just spread lava rock, or you can buy the little ceramic briquettes. Lava rock's kind of cool. The ceramic briquettes are cool, whichever one you find and you like the best. But it gives you another way of using your gas grill that's actually maybe a little more even than those tents, because you heat up all that stone in a little bit more of an even fashion.
It does two things. It gets you more of an even heat. You hear a lot of people complain about hot spots on their grill, and this will help with that. It'll make it a little more even heat. And the second thing is when you got juices dripping off the meat, they don't flare up because the rocks are not, they're radiating heat, kind of like the infrared, rather than the raw flame hitting the meat. So it cooks it a little bit better.
And then your juices drop down on there and cause smoke to rise up and give your meat that charbroil flavor that everybody's looking for.
Yeah, so in our next segment, we're going to talk some more about technology. Bob's found some iGrill items and remote control thermometers. It's really important to monitor the temperature of your meat. And then he's going to talk with us a little bit about a peach rum chutney that he did for fish.
That's right. And we are under the wonderful control of our producer, Brian Fonger, in studio today. And we've got David Shanley out here running the board. So thanks to these guys. We're at the 125th Bravo Company, and we'll be back in just a minute.
I'll take my time as I drift in.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.